Dreamscape Lore presents Grip of Panic, written by Sam J. Fires. Read for you by G.M. Hakim, Maria McCann, Rob Vlock, and Andrea Ems.
Dr. Vera Burke. February 8th, 6:12 a.m. Dr. Vera Burke studied her reflection in the full-length mirror by the front door. A critical eye and a quick nod. She would do. Balancing a briefcase in one hand and a small dog carrier in the other, she paused, contemplating. Just a week shy of her 52nd birthday, but she still looked good. Her neatly pulled back blonde rinse complemented the sophisticated, thin-framed glasses, framing striking blue eyes. Yet her birthday was neither here nor there. Far more significant was the upcoming 10-year anniversary of her appointment as medical director at the Willamette Valley Mental Health Institute. Even this professional milestone paled in comparison to another. The 10th year since her first encounter with Holly Rebecca Winters. Holly was 34 when she first came under Dr. Burke's care. Now aged 44, she'd spent almost 30 years in a mental health facility, with a history including attempted murder, arson, and attempted suicide. Holly's case was marked by severe depression, anxiety, and panic attacks. Largely forgotten by the world, her last family visit from a sister was over a quarter century ago. The only tether to the outside, sporadic letters from an aging mother. Holly had become an invisible woman, perfect for her plans. And soon it would be time. Vera gave the door a firm tug before striding to her dark blue SUV. With a swift motion, she
Sample complete. Ready to continue?